What's that? I mean, is it the same thing?
It's the same thing, but I just always say bedspreads.
Okay, what do you call the thing at the head of the bed that you lay your head on?
Pillow.
Okay. If you had a large pillow, and maybe it would go all the way across the length of the bed or something, do you have a word for that? Maybe you wouldn't sleep on it so much as you'd lean against it, maybe to read or something.
Well, I don't have one. You
don't know, you've never heard of a word for that?
No.
Okay, if you wanted, the word I'm looking for, if somebody's courage was down, you might want to tell them something to build up their ego or their confidence. Do you say you would want to something their courage? The word, give you a hint, starts with a B.
Bill.
Build their courage. Okay, and there's another word. Have you ever heard of bolster their courage?
Well, yes, I have.
Do you ever call a big pillow across a bed a bolster?
Well, I've never saw one.
Okay.
Now, of course, I always keep two pillows on the bed. Mm-hmm. And I just, if I won't kind of sit up and read, well, I just stack my pillow.
Okay, when would you ever use the word bolster? Would you ever use that word for anything?
Well, in bolstering your courage, or,
That's about all. Okay, if something doesn't go all the way across, you might say it doesn't go blank across. What would you say?
Well, I generally say plumb across.
Plumb across. Would you ever say it doesn't go clean across?
Yeah, you could say that, but I generally just say plumb across.
Would you ever say it doesn't go clear across?
Yeah.
Both of those, you hear those used.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call thing on the bed that you make it up with? It's not the sheets, and it's not a blanket, and it's not a bedspread. And sometimes you make these things at home.
Quilts.
Okay. What else might you find on the bed to cover up with? Can you think of any other words?
Well, comforter.
What's that?
Well, it's now I've seen them. I never did make one, but it's a thing like a quilt, only instead of quilting it like I always did, you just tack it along in places. Mm-hmm. And I always call them comforters.
What do you call a bed that you might make on the floor?
Just a pallet.
Okay. What do you call land that you might farm that's down, it might be down near the branch or something.
Bottom. Called bottom land.
Bottom land, okay. How is it different from other areas where you'd plant?
Well, it's generally softer and richer ground for water or naturally run water stream and wash the soil from up above. Down, and then it's damper, got more moist in it.
And it's just better?
It's just better. It will grow stuff better.
Okay, what do you ever call, if you have a section of land that has so much water in it that it's just swampy, what would you call that?
Well, call it swamp or